In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Christ is among us.
Do you know what happens tomorrow in the life of the church?
Easter Lent begins.
Yes, Great Lent begins tomorrow. In fact, tonight after Vespers, Great Lent begins. Okay? But the liturgical day starts in the evening after sunset. So anyway, tomorrow is the beginning of Great Lent. Now, what do you know about Great Lent?
We fast. We don't eat milk and eggs.
We try to stay away from what? From some specific foods. What foods do we try
milk,
to stay away from?
Eggs.
Milk, eggs, what else?
Milk.
Yeah. Meat, you said? Okay. The products that come from animals, and we try to live, to survive on the food that God gave to Adam and Eve in paradise. When God told Adam and Eve what to eat in paradise, He didn't tell them, go and kill some animals and eat them. He didn't do that. He told Adam and Eve to eat fruits, seeds, herbs, whatever they could harvest, or whatever would fall on the ground, you know, from the trees. Not to go and to kill animals and to eat them. And in today's gospel, our Lord teaches us how to fast with joy, not to look sad and to show off the people that we are fasting, but to wash our face and to anoint the hair that was, you know, like, you know, to do what physically to look as we look at any day and not to show off that we fast. And before that, before teaching the disciples, before teaching the people that listened to Jesus on that Sermon on the Mount how to fast, what did Jesus tell them? What was the beginning of today's gospel? About what? Before Jesus spoke about how to fast, He told the people to do what? You remember? To forgive. He said, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And then He said, moreover, when you fast. And He told the people how to fast with joy. Now, what do you think? Why did Jesus tell the people about forgiving before teaching them how to fast? And that's why, by the way, today is called Forgiveness Sunday. Before we go into fast, we are told about forgiveness. Why? Why do we fast? What happens? Why do we fast? Why do we go into Great Lent? To show what?
To show respect to the things that God created, not to kill the things that God created.
To show respect to the things, to the creatures of God, and not to kill what God created. Very good. What else? But ultimately, what happens? What happens at the end of Great Lent? What do we celebrate at the end of Great Lent? Easter. And before Easter, three days before Easter, what do we celebrate? When Jesus was killed, when He was crucified. And what happened because Jesus was crucified? What happened on the cross? Through His crucifixion and then through His resurrection, what happened to us? He forgave us. He forgave the sin of all the worlds, and humanity became one with God. Because God, as humans, do we die?
Yeah.
Do we die as humans?
Yeah.
But God, is God dying? Could God ever die?
No.
He's eternal. God never dies. As humans, we die. But God became human and He died like us. And because God died like us, He made us one with Him. So what we celebrate at the end of Great Lent is the fact that God became one with man. And that's why, by the way, we fast. That's another reason. That's the main reason why we fast. To forget about ourselves, to prepare ourselves so that we could become one with God. Because God, at the end of Great Lent, God becomes one with us. So we prepare ourselves to be ready to welcome Him and to become one with Him. And that's why, before we even think about fasting, we have to forgive the people around us. Because could we become one with God if we don't become one with the people around us?
No.
St. John the Evangelist is very clear about that. He says, you know, how could you say that you love God whom you don't see if you don't love the people around you whom you see? In order to become one with God, we have first of all to become one with the people around us. And could we be one with the people around us if we don't forgive them?
No.
If we hold grudges? That's why Jesus spoke about forgiving before speaking about fasting, because they go together. We forgive, we become one with the people around us, and then we fast, we forget about ourselves, and we become one with God. But together, all of us become one with God. And Jesus also said that if we don't forgive the trespasses, the mistakes of the people around us, God won't forgive our mistakes. Do you think that you have some mistakes that you made and you want God to forgive you? Did you make any mistakes, Lenny? No mistakes in your life? Lucky you. Any other one? Did you make any mistakes? Zoe, did you make any mistakes? I did too. Believe me. I did too. Everybody makes mistakes. Do we want to be forgiven by God for our mistakes? Jesus told us that if we forgive the mistakes that people make towards us, God forgives us. It is a wonderful opportunity to forgive, and then God forgives us. We forgive the people, God forgives us, all of us become one in love. All of us become one with God. Amen. Thank you very much. Christ is among us. Most people who get enslaved by an addiction, they get into an addiction because they cannot forgive somebody or themselves. And because they cannot forgive what somebody did to them, or what they did to somebody else, or what they did to themselves, they go into an addiction. They start to eat too much, or drink too much, or smoke, or take whatever substance, because they cannot forgive. That's why the Lord told the people, the disciples, and all of us, that before we try to get engaged into any spiritual exercise to be freed of our addictions, we have to forgive. We have to forgive those who wronged us, those who did something against us, or sometimes to forgive ourselves. It's very interesting that the Greek word, the New Testament word for forgiveness is paraptoma, which is translated in English with transgression, a very legalistic word, to transgress. It's like, you know, the trespassing of a law. You transgress the law, now you have to be forgiven. It's not like that at all. In fact, the biblical Greek word for transgression is paraptoma, which comes from the verb parapipto, which is a composed word. Of course, it's a Greek word. It has to be a composed word. Para means from close beside, and pipto, to fall. So, transgression, in fact, it means, you know, to lapse, to err, to slip up, to fall away after being close beside. This is what the Lord asks us to forgive. And by the way, the biblical Greek word for forgiving is to send away, to release, to let go, to permit, to depart. Because so many times we cannot get closer to God, we cannot find peace, we could not be ourselves because we could not let something go. It holds on to us and we just can't let it go. And it's like having, you know, a very heavy weight on our back. I remember once, you know, counseling somebody at the correction center. He told me, it is like carrying a monkey, a big monkey, on my back. He was holding a grudge against somebody very close to him in his life who abused him. And because of that, he ended up repeatedly in prison because he could not let go what happened to him. And he realized finally that, you know what? I have to let this go because otherwise I'll go back into addiction. I'll go back into enslavement because of this weight that I'm carrying with me. This is what the Lord tells us to do. To forgive. To let go the slip-ups of the people around us and sometimes our own slip-ups. Everybody makes mistakes. And I think everything is related to pride. We could never forgive other people or ourselves because of pride. How could he have done something like that to me? That's the problem. Me. Or how could I have done something like that? Who am I? Not to make mistakes. Or who am I not to be hurt by anybody? I'm not the center of the universe. I'm a human being who lives in a fallen world, surrounded by fallen people, and all of us are sick. All of us are wounded, and sometimes we inflict wounds on each other. We should not forget that at the end of great length, when Jesus hangs on the cross, wounded, badly wounded by humanity, by all of us, he prays for the people who are crucifying him. Father, forgive them. Let this go away. Let this loose, because they don't know what they are doing. And that's another meaning of the word trespass or trespassion. Because it means, you know, a wrongdoing that can be relatively unconscious. And if we think about it, any wrongdoing is relatively unconscious. But the thing is that, you know, when somebody else does something wrong against us, we say, you really meant it. You really meant it. You knew what you were doing. But when we do something wrong, we realize that, you know what? That was not really myself. I don't know how I could have done something like that. Now, the reality is that we know ourselves a little bit better than we know the person next to us. But believe me, the person next to us doesn't really want to hurt us.
The reality is that all of us are fooled by the devil, fooled around by the devil, to make some mistakes, to have some slip-ups, and then we have a hard time forgiving ourselves or forgiving the person next to us. Therefore, beloved faithful, before we engage into fasting, before we even think about working together with God, before we are ready to offer ourselves to God to be freed of whatever addiction we have, of whatever stronghold we have, let us try to forgive the people around us and to forgive ourselves. This is the only way to become one with God. Let us forgive each other. Let us try today maybe to think about, because all of us, you know, have that person who wronged us a little bit. We have a beautiful custom in the Orthodox Church. Tonight we'll have the Forgiveness Vespers. At the end of the service of Vespers, we are going to line up, when we come for the Veneration of the Cross, we are going to line up, you know, and ask for forgiveness from each other. That's a very beautiful custom. But that could become just a formality. Because chances are the people who are in church, you know, and from whom we ask for forgiveness, are not really the people who wronged us. But let us think today very seriously about that brother or that sister, about that brother-in-law or sister-in-law or master-in-law who wronged us. And let us try to forgive. Not necessarily to ask for forgiveness. I'm not asking you to do that. But forgive in your heart. Forgive in your heart and tell yourself, Lord, I want to be freed. I want to let this loose. Because he or she didn't really know what he or she did to me. Please give me humility to accept the fact that I make mistakes, everybody makes mistakes, and I want to forgive the people who wronged me, and I want to forgive myself for the wrongs that I did to myself. And thus, with peace, with light, and being light, we could go into great land and work together with God to be healed of our strongholds, to be healed of our addictions, so that on the night of the resurrection, to be really resurrected to a new life, to have those chains broken from our hands and feet, and to be able to dance with the Lord as Isaiah danced when he saw the resurrection of the Lord. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.